Hi, we will be talking about programming languages and software used in data analytics. There are various tools which are used in data analytics. Some people believe that if they know Python or if they know R or if they know SAS, then they have become a data scientist. Actually, that's not the case. Knowing a tool doesn't make you a data scientist, but without knowing any tool, you can't do data science. Data science is leveraged by these tools. Because when you will be doing lot of statistical analysis, when you need to build predictive models, these tools becomes extremely handy. Such amount of data can't be managed in a minute or small tools. You cannot analyze a data without having a proper tool. And you need to have a proper storage of the data as well. Where and because of all these things, important tools or important softwares plays a major role in any type of analysis. Before we discuss about the softwares in detail, let's quickly understand what is the need of these softwares and why there are so many softwares. Programming forms a backbone of software development. Data science is an agglomeration of several fields, including computer science. Programming for data science differs in the sense that it helps the user to pre-process the data, to analyze the data, and to generate predictions out of the data. These data-centric programming languages are able to carry out the algorithms suited for specific data science needs. If in case you want to perform certain analysis, you need to jump into these tools to complete your analysis because they have the functionalities and the support which can help you complete those analyses. Data scientists have developed some softwares that are used in business analytics by various entrepreneurs depending upon type of activities they perform. There are some tools that a data analyst has to know to make work and life much easier and efficient as well. There are so many programming languages available outside, so many languages which can do various type of task. You don't need to be 100% computer savvy or coding savvy person to know each of those languages, but with the huge pool of languages, it becomes extremely difficult to identify which is the most prominent language for you. There are approximately 256 programming languages which are available and via which coding can be performed. When you talk about programming languages, they are divided into two categories. One is low-level programming language and second one is high-level programming language. When you talk about low-level programming language, they are more closer to the machine. To explain it briefly, computers understand the language of binary terms like 1 and 0. While we don't understand what 1 and 0 means, we understand the languages in form of proper syntaxes and proper identification of words. Now, because of this difference, there has to be certain layers which can help us interact with the computers. There comes the programming languages. The low-level programming languages are more closer to the computer system because they interact with the computer in form of 1 and 0 which computer interacts. The problem with these type of programming languages are it becomes extremely difficult to code using these languages. Whereas in high-level programming languages, they are more syntax-driven. They have proper formats and they have proper words. So we can easily code using high level programming languages. Now it becomes a bit difficult for high level programming languages to directly interact with the system. So high level programming languages are created on top of low level programming languages so that they can communicate with the computer efficiently as well as we can code in accordance to the need that we have. A low-level programming language is the more understandable language used by a computer to perform all its operations. Whereas a high-level programming language has a strong abstraction for the details of the computer, unlike low-level programming language. Now to understand the most sought-after programming language with respect to data science, you might not be surprised. So basis various surveys, you will be able to understand that Python is the most prominent data science language because it is widely used. The percentage of the people who are using Python for data science is huge in comparison to others. The other competitors or other most sought after languages includes R, SAS, C++, Java and many more. Now each of these languages have different functionalities as well. You will see SQL included in the list as well, because SQL is a data extraction language and is used with every data science project. So by default, it becomes an important language. Now each of these languages have different ways of dealing with the data, have different ways of coding, have different ways of functionalities, and are used in different and separate ways. To summarize, most sought after languages or most used languages in coding or predictive analytics are Python, R and SAS, which are amongst the most popular techniques of or most popular tools for predictive modeling. Python has a good support of machine learning and deep learning, which makes it easier for many data science professionals to use it, and its simple and straightforward syntaxes also make it easier to code using Python. R, on the other hand, is again an open source tool which is created with the mindset of statistical analysis. So till predictive modeling, it is a very powerful technique, but when you go into machine learning, although it supports, but the kind of support that Python has is its comparable support is much lesser. Because of this, people are inclined towards Python. Both Python and R are open source languages, so you don't need to shell out money. That again is the reason why they are among the most popular languages. Among the paid one, SAS is one of the leaders, which gives you lots and lots of functionalities with respect to data science. Let's quickly go through few of the languages one by one and try to understand why they are popular. As we discussed, Python is amongst the most popular languages because approximately 83% of the data science professionals prefer to use Python rather than any other language. The reason for this is because of the simplicity of the code and syntaxes, the huge support that Python has, the type of functionalities that it supports, the growth it has, and the contribution that people are doing in the development of Python. Because of all these reasons, Python has all of a sudden become one of the most important and most popular language with respect to data science. The other amongst the most popular tools or languages are R. R is a source which is similar to Python and is open source. It is very, very good with respect to predictive modeling and has a good libraries which can perform various type of statistical analysis. It is also very handy tool for visualization purpose because it supports immense type of charts within its software. The other type of languages are Java. Java is a kind of a language which is a versatile language and can be used in various platforms. Because of this reason, it is used not only for data science related activities, it is also used for web application, desktop applications, and you won't believe, even the other languages like R is developed using C or Java. Hadoop is a processing framework that basically is used for big data. Big data is required because we have huge amount of data, and to process such amount of data, we need a more profound tool, and there Hadoop comes into the picture. So it is basically a big data tool which leverages out and processes huge amount of data in a quick span of time. And because of this, it is very, very popular big data tool. The other languages are SQL. SQL is amongst the most popular language because to do any analysis, you need to have data with you. And when you are having data, you need to extract the data. And when you need to extract the data, you need to jump into SQL. The power of SQL is it can easily fetch out the data without having too many complicated codes. The SQL codes are extremely easy, short, and that is the reason they are known as queries. And to process those queries, you need to use SQL. That is the reason its name is structured query language. It follows certain structure, has short form of code which are known as queries, and it is a kind of a computer language. So it is very, very easy to fetch out data using SQL, and it is a very, very effective language and very easy to learn language. Julia is another form of high-level programming language which has become very popular in the recent time period for in the field of data science. It supports various type of analytical activities, various type of numerical analysis, and various type of computationals. Scala is another language which has become popular in recent time period. It again supports various type of functionalities and programming. It is again an object-oriented programming language which supports which different type of processing and which supports different type of programming structures. There are various softwares which are used in data analytics industry, and one of the best data analytics software for 2020 is Sisense. We will be talking about Sisense and other tools which are used in the data analytics industry, and we'll see the positive aspects of each and every tool. The digital age has made it easier for professionals to access data that would allow you to optimize your business performance. However, there are plenty of factors involved in finding the right analytical tool for a particular business. Handling data from collection to visualization is a challenge in itself. It's a long chain of activities. You first extract the data, then you clean the data, then you process the data, then you model the data, then you validate the data, then you put data in production, then you create reports in visualization formats. All of these might be not supported in a single tool, so you might be using different forms of tools here. Now, it becomes extremely important to keep handy tools which can support in each and every aspect of data science chain or data science process. Now let's quickly talk about challenges that are faced by data professionals or the industries who need data experts. The biggest problem or the biggest challenge that everybody will talk about or the data science will talk about, scientists will talk about, is dirty data. Data is the biggest challenge that every data professional sees, because data is collected in random form, and when they are analyzing the data, they always needs to convert it into a understandable format or into a format via which analysis can be performed. So when you have the data, it generally is in the form of completely scattered form, and when you are trying to analyze it, you will have to clean it first. So dirty data is the biggest challenge that data professional will see and data professional will highlight. Even if you see or talk to any data scientist, they will always complain about the data. And if you are trying to become a data scientist, then be ready to face this challenge. The other type of challenges that companies face are the lack of data science talent available. Still, there is a huge gap between demand and supply of data science professionals, and because of that, the talent is difficult to find. There are lack of management or financial support in the data science industry. Still, there are many industries where they don't provide enough financial support to the data science teams. There are lack of clear questions to answer, and because of this, there are no clear analysis data performed. Many times, management doesn't give a proper question to be answered, and still they ask for the proper answer of every problem. But the problem with analytics is you always do analysis with a mindset of a proper hypothesis. If questions are not clear, the analysis will be completely random and scattered. Data inaccessibility. In many situations, many data scientists feel the pain of having incompetent data or incomplete data, or they don't have access to every type of data, because of which they can't analyze every aspect of the contributing factor of the business problem. Data science results not used by decision maker is another challenge being faced by the data science teams. They feel that results are not properly utilized, because still many management people or many management professionals feel that their intuition is better than the output of a data science team. It is again a challenging aspect to explain the output of data science, because it requires some level of technicalities. If your management have no understanding of technical stuff, they might find it difficult to understand what you are trying to convey or say. So you will have to convert it into a layman term as much as possible so that it can be understood by everyone. There are privacy issues as well, because you are dealing with the data, and data is the most secure thing for every organization. And when you jump into the data, you are actually entering into the private area. And because of this, you will have to keep things in line. You will have to keep things clear. Lack of significant domain expert input is what causes a lot of issues. Many people have good understanding of analytical stuff, but the problem that comes up is they don't have a expert or domain understanding. If in case they don't have a proper domain understanding, they might not be able to analyze the stuff properly, even after having a good understanding of all the algorithms and even after having a good understanding of all the tools. There are organizations that cannot afford a data science team because usually it drives a lot of cost. Data engineers, data analysts, data scientists, data visualization experts, all these will be acquired at a huge cost. And since they can't afford such cost, they don't go for the data science teams. There are many softwares which are used in data analytics industry, and choosing the right software is extremely important. Before that, you need to understand what are the functionalities offered by these softwares. We will be talking about few of the softwares which can be used in data analytics industry and hence can be used to create the analysis reports. The first tool that we are going to talk about is Sisense. Sisense offers a robust data analytics system that brings analytics not just to data scientists but to all business users as well. It simplifies business data analytics process. Its dashboard is one of its top features that enable you to filter the data, to explore the data, and to mine the data. Because of this capability, it becomes easier for business professionals to see various aspects of the data or various angles of the data and hence take the decisions quickly and effectively. Now the question that can come up is, why to choose Sisense? There are various reasons which can make you attractive towards Sisense. Few of them are NLG technology. NLG basically means natural language detection technology. You can easily detect trends and patterns in the data using Sisense. Data visualization capability. It has a huge and rich widget library with a wide collection of pre-designed data visualization templates and widgets, which can help you manage your data and populate your data in a very attractive chart forms. Anomaly detection is one of the key concepts of Sisense. Supported by it, if there are any anomalies in the data, the system uses machine learning to instantly detect and alert you with any potential issues that you might have. The other tool is Locker. Locker, it delivers data directly to the tools and application used by your team, including custom ones. It gathers and extracts data from various sources and then load it to the SQL database. Data is conveniently accessible in your existing system and easily shareable to everyone in your team. Now, because of various factors, you can choose Locker. Those are accessible data. The app doesn't lock your data in your data analytics tool. Instead, it can be accessed through the system such as Slack or Salesforce. You can do a data scheduling here. You can do a web integration as well. So if in case you have a web API, you can easily integrate Locker with your web API. Then there is Zoho Analytics. It is a business data analytics platform that hosts different components. It includes KPI widgets. It supports pivot tables. It has tabular view components. The system even has state-of-the-art security practices that include connection encryptions. Now, since security is a major issue, you can do encryptions and protect your data in the software itself. Yellowfin is another such tool. Yellowfin is an end-to-end business intelligence software created to help companies make better sense of the data. The software even has multiple data visualization options, so you can present your data however you prefer. You can merge it with your existing software solution to streamline your workflow as well. Some of the advantages of Yellowfin are, it has a fully integrated BI platform which can easily eliminate having to invest different BI solutions. data storytelling is easier here because you can create interactive presentation using different immersive analytics. Customizable notification is also available in Yellowfin. Then we have Periscope data. Periscope data by Sisense combines business intelligence and analytics into a single end-to-end platform. It aggregates distinct data sources into one single source of truth, and which is the major advantage of this. The biggest challenge that is there in the ETL processes is the data sources are different and segregated, and it combines all of them. The platform offers a wide variety of visualization and chart to choose from. There are certain advantages with Periscope as well, like data engine. It comes with a data engine that lets you spend less time managing several tech related stacks. It has a powerful SQL editor which have advanced functionalities such as autocomplete, query revision history and snippet mode, which make it easier for you to write SQL queries. It has insight sharing options via live dashboards which can be seamlessly and quickly shared within a team. Then we have Domo. Domo is a data analytics solution that aims to provide a digitally connected environment for your data, people and system. Your business data is put into work for all employees in your organization through real-time data refresh and drag and drop data preparation capabilities. You can choose Domo for connected data because it brings your data directly together with over 500 data connectors from any third-party source such as cloud, on-premise and proprietary systems. It has instant data-driven chat. It has more than 300 interactive charts and dashboards, both for desktop and mobile use. It's native mobile apps. It manages responsibilities on your mobile devices, both for Android and for iOS. That's intuitive, real-time and designed for on-the-go usage. Then we have ClickSense, which is one of the most popular dashboarding tools in the recent time period. It is powered by associative engine to deeply extract insights commonly missed by other query-based data analytics tools. The cloud-based data analytics platform provides you with the flexibility in providing the right solution. Sharing of insight is made with ease regardless of your organization's size. Why you should choose ClickSense? There are many reasons for it. One is smart visualization. You can find insights visually by the fully interactive interface on the platform. There are interactive analysis and there are flexibility for any device. You can see the output in your mobile device. You can see the output on your desktops, on your laptops or any other device as well. Then we have good data. A good data has an end-to-end secure cloud data analytics system that caters to your entire data pipeline. This smart business application integrates insights directly into your point of work to expedite the decision-making process. It has an industry-specific solution. The tool has solutions specifically built to cater to the need of ISV, retail, financial services and insurance industries. It has a quick implementation and has an embedded analytics which make it really helpful if in case you want to see the output with respect to the machine learning and advanced analytics algorithms as well. Then we have Bust, a solution that utilizes data analytics in a network that connects your insights for making smarter and business decisions. Its specialty lies in its two-tier approach for end-user data visualization, querying and production-oriented business intelligence. You can use Bust for adaptive user experience, for data tiers, and for multi-tenant cloud architecture that it supports. Then we have one of the oldest one, which is IBM Analytics. IBM Analytics is a data analytics tool specializing in evidence-based insights to support crucial decision making for your business. The tool also lets you build a secure foundation for your analytics and organize your machine learning algorithm. So it supports your machine learning algorithms, your prescriptive analytics algorithms, your predictive analytics algorithms, and any forms of analytics model that you want to create. From IBM only, we have other tools as well, like IBM Cognos. When you're looking to make business decisions quickly with the use of smart self-service capabilities, you should go for IBM Cognos. Additionally, it caters to business users who wants to create and configure dashboards and reports on their own. It has a smart self-service functionality. It has a robust automation, and it has a complete cloud-based experience. So you don't need to worry about the storage. You don't need to worry about too much of the automation activities, and you don't need to worry about the inefficient methodologies. And one of the oldest AI-driven tool in the IBM is IBM Watson. IBM Watson is one of the most popular AI-driven tool. It is an analytics platform that streamlines leveraging interactions, predicting disruptions, and accelerating research through the use of artificial intelligence. Independently, unravel pattern and meaning in your data through guided discovery and automated predictive analytics. You can choose IBM Watson for smart data discovery, for analysis of trusted data, and for simplified analysis that you want to perform. Then we have MATLAB. MATLAB is also amongst the oldest tool in data science industry. MATLAB is a data analytics platform commonly used by engineering and IT teams to support their big data analytics process. Before the development of predictive models, the system empowers you to pre-process and prepare your data by automating the task. Because of this automating stuff, it saves a lot of time which are required for pre-processing. You can use it for machine learning capabilities that it supports, the online deployment that it supports, and the physical world data, which provides native support for binary, image, sensor, telemetry, video, and other real-time formats of the data. Then we have Google Analytics. Google Analytics is a digital analytics tool, primarily used for digital activities. Data collection and management, you get a single comprehensive view of your customer that easily customizable according to your business needs. Then it supports data activation, which is used in marketing. Data can be activated to leverage marketing campaigns and explore new content and channels. You can also perform data analysis via reporting, and analysis tools are available to help you segment and filter data according to your needs to have a better understanding of your customer life cycle. You also have Apache Hadoop, which is a low-cost, flexible platform and have a data access and analysis. It is a big data platform which gives you access to the huge amount of data and can process it easily and quickly. Apache Spark is a developer-friendly big data analytics platform that supports large SQL, stream processing, and batch processing. To maximize this solution, you can run it on Hadoop to create applications that will leverage its power, derive deeper insights, and improve data science workloads in a single and shared database. You can choose Apache Spark for unified solutions, for data processing engines that it has, and for easy to use APIs, which make it extremely easy to support different frameworks. We also have SAP Business Intelligence Platform. SAP Business Intelligence Platform is a data analytics tool for monitoring key metrics and gaining valuable insights into customer behavior. The platform offers various tools including SAP Analytics Cloud and SAP Business Object BI Suite. You can use SAP Business Intelligence Platform for the functionalities of dashboard and apps that it supports, for the visualizations that it supports, and the functionality of self-service that you have with SAP Business Intelligence Platform. We also have Minitab. Minitab provides a smart data analysis for businesses to improve quality and drive efficiency in their performance. Minitab 18 is a solution that provides robust statistical software for all business users to find meaningful solution to your tough business problems. You can choose Minitab for cost-effective e-learning. To fully maximize the tool, you get e-learning materials on how to analyze data and statistics online. You can also use Minitab for project roadmaps. This feature streamlines the execution, replication, and sharing of project across your organization. And there are assistant features. This walks you through data analysis and helps you interpret results with better accuracy. It can improve the quality of the product and process, as well as it boosts efficiency. We also have Strata. Strata is a data analytics and statistics software for obtaining, exploring, and manipulating data. It enables you to visualize, model, and curate results in reproducible reports. The tool is known for being fast, easy, and secure. You can use Strata for data management capabilities it has, for statistical tools that it supports, and the publication quality graphic that it has. We also have Visitor Analytics, which is a simple to use analytics platform that allows users to quickly see and retrieve insightful information about their visitors' experience. Access to detailed dashboards that have all the key information you need at a glance is available in Visitor Analytics. The software provides you with all the key data you need on a silver platter. There are many other solutions as well, like Action. This platform features data management, analytics, database solution, and data integration that lets you process queries of various data types. Then we have Analyze It, which is an Excel-based data visualization tool. We have Pyramid Analytics, a user-friendly high-end analytics platform, which has a BI portal. We have Arcadia Data, which is again a BI platform. Sigma Plot, which is a data analysis tool to help you create quick graphs. We have DX Feed Bootmap, which is a revolutionary data visualization solution. We have Atom Links Insight Engine. We have Displayer. We have Statistics. Maximizing data analytics software. There are various softwares which are available. You have to take out maximum out of each software. Whichever software you are using, you need to understand it thoroughly so that you can utilize it in more efficient way. The process of analyzing big data to improve your business operation doesn't stop at purchasing data analytics software. You have to define what you want to achieve using data analytics. Even before purchasing your data analytics program, try to list down what you plan to use it for. Determine where to source your data. And most analytics platforms have the capability to source data from multiple internal and external systems for a more convenient data collection and synchronization process. Regularly access your data models and see whether they are performing efficiently or not. To prevent all data models from having a negative impact on your data analytics effort, this becomes an important step. We understood that there are various data analytics platforms and various languages which you can use for data science. All the major analytical capabilities that you have can support you in doing data analysis activities. The languages that you have, like Python, R, SAS, or the tools that you have like MATLAB, IBM Watson, and many more. All these supports various type of analysis and various type of capabilities. The only thing that you need to keep in mind is, when you are deciding the final software that you need to keep, or when you are shortlisting the language that you will be using, you need to understand that for languages, you should be comfortable with a bit of coding, and for the tools that you are going to use, you should be able to draft your requirements. If you are clear with your requirements and the type of analysis you perform or you are going to perform, it will be easier for you to shortlist the tool that you are looking for. I hope you have had a good understanding about the various type of tools which are available. Happy learning and keep learning. Thank you very much.